The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
We're all prejudiced in one way or the other. If I see a black kid in a hoodie and it's late at night, I'm walking to the other side of the street. And if on that side of the street there's a guy that has tattoos all over his face, white guy, bald head, tattoos everywhere, I'm walking back to the other side of the street. And the list goes on of stereotypes that we all live up to and are fearful of.
There's the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, Mark Cuban, in an interview with the magazine at the Entrepreneurial Grow Co. conference in Nashville this week, as he weighed in on Donald Sterling, who's the owner of the L.A. Clippers. Mark Cuban's prejudice comments come in at number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show, the top 10 things that people have been talking about according to the research that's done at Talkers Magazine, which is the premier publication of the talk radio industry, Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, basically focused on the entire 1,000 or so radio stations that carry these talk radio programs, news talk radio programs, political talk radio programs across the country. So as we count down from number 10 to number 1 in this hour, the Mark Cuban comment number 10. For those who have only heard Cuban's comments in that particular soundbite, there's a bit more to the story. Here are the comments again in context with more of his remarks about racism and bigotry in general.
You know, in this day and age, this country has really come a long way, putting any type of bigotry behind us, regardless of who it's towards, whether it's, you know, the LGBT community, whether it's xenophobia, you know, fear of people from other countries. We've come a long way, and with that progress comes a price where we're a lot more vigilant in what we, and we're a lot less tolerant of different views. And it's not necessarily easy for everybody to adapt or evolve. I mean, we're all prejudiced in one way or the other. If I see a black kid in a hoodie and it's late at night, I'm walking to the other side of the street. And if on that side of the street there's a guy that has tattoos all over his face, white guy, bald head, tattoos everywhere, I'm walking back to the other side of the street. And the list goes on of stereotypes that we all live up to and are fearful of. And so in my businesses, try not to be hypocritical. You know, I know that I'm not perfect. I know that I live in a glass house, and it's not appropriate for me to throw stones. And so when I run into bigotry in organizations I control, I try to find solutions. I'll work with people. I'll send them to training. I'll send them to sensitivity training. I'll try to give them a chance to you know, improve themselves, because I think helping people improve their lives, helping people engage with people they may fear they don't understand, and helping people realize that while we all have our prejudices and bigotries, we have to learn that it's an issue that we have to control, that is part of my responsibility as an entrepreneur to try to solve it, not just to kick the problem down the road, because it does society, it does my company no good, it does my customers no good, it does society no good if my response to somebody and their racism or bigotry is to say, it's not right for you to be here. Go take your attitude somewhere else.
Number 9.
Number 9 this week on the countdown, by the way, for those of you who are just joining us, those are the words of Mark Cuban discussing his thoughts about racism and bigotry. Thought they were well spent, well placed, well thought out. At number 9, the sports talk radio world And in general, a lot of the talk radio programs that deal with issues talking about the NFL and the latest lawsuit, which focuses on the painkillers that have been given to players to sort of keep them playing during the season. They didn't know what they were experiencing. Well, let's let Jimmy Cefalo on his radio program talking here to legal analyst Matt Mitten about the difference between the lawsuit that's been filed now and the concussion lawsuit, which the NFL recently settled.
The National Football League has another lawsuit in its hand. Former players have filed a lawsuit alleging that the players have been injured because of pain pills that were provided by the league, prescription pills as well, and so that their injuries would be masked, the pain would be masked, and they would be placed on the field again. Do you think there's legitimacy in this one?
Well, this reminds me very much of a suit brought by Charlie Kruger against the San Francisco 49ers and the club's team physician back in the 80s. He was a tough defensive lineman, played for a number of years, had suffered a variety of injuries, including a knee injury, and I guess he was missing an ACL, some other ligaments, and they shot him up, and he went back out and played, and then once he hit middle age, he was unable to walk, and the claim was that the club and the team doctor did not disclose how serious his condition was, that he shouldn't be playing, and they were giving him various pain pills and shots, and it led to a permanent crippling injury, and he recovered, I think it was about $1.5 million against the club and its team doctor.
All right. And this has class action lawsuit written all over it, doesn't it?
Well, it does. My question here is whether the players are suing the appropriate defendant. I haven't seen the complaint, but from what I read, their suit is against the NFL.
Right.
And they would have to show here some sort of, you know, that the league offices was somehow orchestrating this. I mean, typically, there's a doctor-patient relationship between the player and the team doctor, and the club hires a team doctor, and their paramount responsibility is to protect the athlete's health and not place them at risk. So I'm a little bit surprised that the suit isn't against the team doctor here, but I see why they're trying to do that. They're trying to claim that this was just such a widespread practice that the NFL as a whole, the league itself, ought to be held liable for these players' injuries.
The overview, we'll pause here in a moment, then we'll get to number 8. The overview of the chart for the week of May 19th to the 23rd, the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen.
Summer is almost here, which means it's time to get out and play. And at the Guitar Center Memorial Day sale, you'll find some of our lowest prices of the year on the best gear throughout the store. And with deals like Toca Djembe drums for only $19, or Squire Stratocaster electric guitars for only $89, or a digital reference mic for just $10, the only question is, where will you play? Guitar Center's Memorial Day sale, now through Monday, in-store and online.
As the temperatures rise this grilling season, focus on flavor to take your backyard barbecue to a whole new level. Renowned judge on the barbecue circuit, sauce expert, and Kansas City native Artie Davis says that amping up distinct flavors of grilled food should happen three ways: before, during, and after grilling.
Adding flavor to grilled foods doesn't stop with a marinade. Flavor layering should continue during grilling itself, from wood chips, planks, sauces, or seasonings applied while cooking, and with finishing sauces applied after the food is removed from the heat.
Davis's favorite way to add flavor is with KC Masterpiece, which is celebrating 35 years of delivering authentic barbecue taste with a new limited edition anniversary blend called Kansas City Classic, made with real sugar and rich dark molasses. For recipes and tips from Davis, visit kcmasterpiece.com or track the KC Masterpiece food truck by following at KC Masterpiece on Twitter for free samples of the sauce in select markets.
Who doesn't love coffee? Well, here's a delicious way to now drink the best of the best coffee and have real impact that makes a difference one cup at a time. I've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee, and now you can try a free pound of coffee. It's USDA organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and will save you money. 10% of future purchases go directly to our efforts to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastleigh Farm as well. Go to DougSteffen.com and click on BuzzBox. First pound, free.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
I'm concerned about our own government spying on us. We should all be worried. In today's high-tech world, government has the ability to watch us through our computers, phones, cars, and buses, through traffic and security cameras at airports and on our streets, through heat scanners and drones, through smart utility meters, and in hundreds of other ways. Officials can photograph our mail, track the locations of our phones and cars, and sometimes even remotely activate microphones and cameras. The excuse for all this spying is that it makes us safer. But does it? We ought to look through the lens of liberty and realize that the real danger is losing our freedom.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
I'm Doug Steffens. Yeah, we're back to number eight on the countdown. Number eight has to do with the NSA's data mining policy. Once again, we have this front and center. Matter of fact, there are people who are trying to pass a law that will negate the policy. Let's find out where we are with this. Here's host Leland Conway talking to Congressman Thomas Massie of Kentucky about the House moving to end this program. Congressman Thomas Massie, what's going on this morning?
Well, we are debating the NSA and the Patriot Act, and they're trying to pass a bill today that is not what it seems. Imagine that, something in Washington.
Have the Republicrats screwed up again?
This is a bipartisan screw up, is what they're trying to do today. It's going to be Republicans and Democrats, but there's a bill. It's called the Freedom Act. I'm a co-sponsor. There were 152 of us that co-sponsored this that would reform the Patriot Act. It would restore the Fourth Amendment. It's a good bill, but it went to committee and it got changed. And then there was a manager's amendment submitted in the nature of a substitute, which means they take out most of the stuff and put in their own stuff. And then after it came out of committee, they went behind closed doors with the NSA, the FBI, the CIA, and marked up the bill again. So this does not resemble the bill that I co-sponsored.
So you're going to vote no on your own bill?
I'm going to vote no on a bill that I co-sponsored because it's been watered down. They've added bad things. For instance, the bill I co-sponsored did not reauthorize the Patriot Act. This bill reauthorizes the Patriot Act.
What would you have done? And so we can put this in layman's terms, the average Joe out here that's worried about the government spying on them, what would you have done to the Patriot Act to make it different in your original bill?
Okay. Well, there are changes that we need to the Patriot Act and also the FISA law, which was in 1978 that they're abusing. But what we need better whistleblower protections so that when somebody wants to come out with the truth, they don't have to run overseas in the arms of our enemies.
Okay, I agree with that.
We need better whistleblower protection. We need an advocate at the secret courts. There are secret courts that were established where they make decisions and case law. They determine how the CIA, the FBI, the NSA can operate. But there's nobody at that court that advocates for civil liberty.
The House Judiciary Committee approved a bill this past week that was on a fast track to passage that would limit the NSA's bulk collection of telephone call records. But because what we just heard there from Congressman Massie suggests it wasn't the original bill, it's gone through because they want to get bipartisan support. They've watered it down. The Patriot Act is the biggest disgrace in the history, the modern history of our country, and the fact that these hacks continue to approve it or to extend it is an outrage that all Americans should be extremely upset about, in my opinion. Your opinion, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show, email to Doug at DougSteffen.com, or the occasional good call at 888-302-3684 as we review the hot hits in talk radio on the countdown.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number 7.
Reviewing the hot hits in talk radio at number 7 this week, the United States versus the Chinese. Hackers front and center. Here's talk host Chet Walker with the CBS tech analyst Larry Magid. They discuss the hacking allegations that have been made against members of Chinese military operations.
The U.S. has charged 5 Chinese military officers and accused them of hacking into American nuclear, metal, and solar companies to steal trade secrets. That ratchets up the tension between the two world powers over cyber espionage. China immediately denied the charges. Larry, this is concerning, but is it really surprising these companies got hacked?
No, it's not surprising at all. In fact, when I read the story, I wasn't sure whether I was reading today's paper or papers from months ago, because there was a revelation, remember, several months ago, that a Chinese military organization was hacking into the New York Times and other private companies in the U.S. So this has been ongoing for a long time. Our State Department has been on it. Of course, the Chinese deny it. But I think there's very little question that there is some type of espionage going on between China and the United States, or probably in both directions in some ways. But I think one difference is the Chinese are looking at American companies as well as American government. They're looking for, you mentioned a few industries, nuclear is a little scary, right?
But yeah.
I don't know how much of this is military or how much of this is essentially industrial espionage, because obviously China is competing with us very heavily on the economic front as well. But there's no question that they're looking for our secrets.
Number 6.
Amazing. Number 6 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown, the review of the hot hits in talk radio. Focuses on the election, the primary this past week, what's going to happen, speculatively speaking, of course, with the fall elections, and then looking ahead to 2016, if you can believe it or not. Here's host Doug McIntyre talking to Ann Compton from ABC News about Tea Party losses and the significance of that in this past week's primaries.
Mitch McConnell, who was obviously the Senate minority leader, had been targeted by the Tea Party, specifically candidate Matt Bevin running against him in a primary, bitterly fought, and yet it looks like the system prevailed. Mitch McConnell won easily with nearly 60% of the vote.
Well, that's right. And sometimes I think when we're looking at these races under a microscope, we don't take into account some of the bigger factors. Mitch McConnell has been a lifelong politician in that state, knows more people, has done more favors, is a known quantity. The flip side you'll see of this is some people will say, see, it shows the Tea Party is losing its clout, doesn't have the candidates or the strength to really take on the establishment. This is a a big establishment win. Maybe it is, but it may be also too early to discount the kind of Tea Party unrest that had significant impact 2008-2012.
Well, the party, Tea Party wing of the Republican Party certainly has clout because they can stay home. If they stay home, they can impact elections dramatically, and you also run the risk of splinter groups running third-party campaigns that can also divide the vote. So they certainly have the ability.
Your take on this is right, and I think we can best see these election seasons in our rearview mirror when we see the whole picture. It's not just the individual races, but it's what happens across the broader landscape, Republicans, Democrats, and where the strength emerges. It was a super primary day, but it ain't the whole story.
All right. Countdown Extra focusing on a couple of radio hosts. In essence, this is Shop Talk. Remember, Paul Harvey used to refer to it as Shop Talk. The fact that there seems to be a no-tolerance policy for over-the-top offensive comments anymore was underscored this week. A couple of people doing sort of a shock jock kind of radio program in Rochester, New York, are now homeless and jobless. Or maybe they still have their homes, but they have no home on the radio. The new health care policy in the city of Rochester allows city employees to receive services related to gender reassignment surgery. The new policy didn't sit well with the hosts, and they went on a 12-minute rant in opposition. They were suspended Wednesday and fired Thursday.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
I'm a very bad man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Top 10 countdown here for the week of May 19th to the 23rd, the last full week. Well, actually, no, this is Memorial Day weekend, but we have another full week. The 1st of June doesn't occur until the week from this Sunday. By the way, Memorial Day, a lot of people are talking about that over the weekend. Did you know it began immediately after the Civil War? It was called Decoration Day. People would visit local cemeteries to decorate the graves of those who had died in what was then and still continues to be the bloodiest of all wars any American ever was involved in. And there's a story about why it occurs in late May, because this was supposedly a time when the flowers all over the country would be in bloom. You didn't have to buy your flowers at the supermarket or the gas station in those days. We remember those who served in the wars fought on America's behalf. Congress officially made Memorial Day a national holiday in 1971, which was fixed as the final Monday in May. So that's the brief story of Memorial Day. A lot of discussion about that and a lot of talk radio programs going back as we get into the second half hour of our countdown from number 10 to number 1 at number 5. 10. That's a review number 10, Mark Cuban and his comments made about sports. NFL painkiller lawsuit number 9, the Thai military coup, and the NSA data mining policy at number 8, Chinese hackers at number 7, the election of this past week number 6, and yes, now, Michael, you can hit number 5 again.
Number 5.
Number 5 focuses on the number of Americans who are on disability, who are collecting from the government, who are on SSI, any number of programs. This is Stuart Varney talking to financial analyst Charles Payne and Mary Kissel about the numbers that were released for this past month, the month of April, showing a record number of Americans, a record number of us, a record number of you actually on disability.
Nearly 11 million people, 10,996,000 to be precise, that number of people collected Social Security disability in April. That's a record. The number is up from 8 million on disability when the president took office. What do you say to that, Charles?
I told you, I've been talking about the crazy
Tech for a long time. You want to talk about why we're a dropout nation? Because it's easy to be a dropout nation. It really is easier and easier to say, you know what, I'm going to step away from the idea of self-improvement, getting in the labor force, starting at the bottom. Why should I have to? I go to the office, I say, I'm getting headaches, I can't think. I'm 26 years old, I'm strong as an ox. I can do anything, but I'm so broken down. It's like the scene from Patton. You just want to smack these people. Instead, we're giving them a check.
A scene from Patton. Yeah. That was good. Hold on a second. I've got another number, and it relates to what you've just been talking about. This is a number from Express Employment Professionals, 47%. 47% of the unemployed have completely given up looking for work. Mary.
Yeah, this is really unusual. Hiring always recovers in recovery, except for this one. And Stuart, this is a moral crisis. Nobody wants to be out of work. As much as it is an economic crisis, as skills erode, people stay out of the workforce. And it's also a crisis of men. Some 57% of these unemployed are men. This is something that has to be addressed. It cannot be addressed through government help. It has to be addressed through unleashing the power of our businesses. You got to get tax rates down. You got to cut the red tape. That is the only way that we're going to fix this.
Number four.
Number four this week on the countdown. Gee, what a surprise. People are still talking with some different balance what the winter weather has all been about and whether it's caused by global warming. I'm going to have you listen first to an excerpt from a radio program hosted by Martin Kilcoyne and Randy Naughton. Here they talk to Don Lemon about Pat Sajak calling global warming activists unpatriotic racists. And then I'm going to give you a little clue as to what some of the government officials are saying as further analysis is being done on this past winter's weird weather.
Pat Sajak put the tweet out there about climate change, and Randy said, why does anyone care what Pat Sajak thinks about climate control? And
you
going to
have him on, Don?
Actually, we are trying to get him.
No.
But here's the thing. This is what I don't understand. So if I heard that from Randy or Martin, I'd be like, oh, okay, I get it. You're in the news business, right? The game show host guy, I don't want to hear it. And he's got a great gig where he appeals to everybody in America. So it's like, dude, take your political or whatever your opinions are. This is me saying this, and leave them at the kitchen table. This is what we do for a living. Mm-hmm. We respond to, you know, matters of import and not so import. And so I don't understand why. I don't understand why he's even doing it. It doesn't make sense to me. He's got a great gig as a game show host. They shoot. You don't want to screw that gig up. They shoot in a week or two, they shoot like all the shows for a month?
Yes, I was talking about this earlier. I've interviewed him, and he's a very funny guy, very engaging. And I asked his schedule, and he said, you don't want to know. And in fact, I don't want your listeners to know because you will hate me. It's a great gig.
And he makes millions.
Yes, I don't think this will affect him. And then he followed up with a tweet the next day that said,
kidding.
Sometimes it's fun to poke a stick in a hornet's nest just to hear the buzzing. I don't know if that really clears it up entirely, but the greater point is it doesn't matter what he says.
Well, it doesn't matter what he says, except that a lot of people think what he said is right. For as many people, and I saw about 4,500 different tweets, different responses, a lot of people like these guys think that it's a joke or he's a joke or why should he be taken seriously? He's only a game show host. Dismissive stuff like that. But yet, on the other hand, there are a lot of people who agree with his point of view. He happens to own a farm in Maryland outside of Annapolis. I think he owns a couple of radio stations there. That's where he lives. And it brings me around to thinking about what this past winter did. As many of you know, I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. I have 300 Jersey dairy cows on a farm in Massachusetts where I sell my raw milk and cheeses and that sort of thing, ice cream. And this past winter, cold cocked my farm and many other farms that were in the upper Midwest, the Northeast, and many of the U.S. agricultural reasons. Some may argue that the timing of the cold season, which thankfully is now history, couldn't have been much worse. There was a drought in the summer of 2013. There was a drought in the summer of 2012. Winter was miserable. It was just plain horrible for all of us, including people on the farm. So the question has come up, what to do about it, or what the problem is, and as the continuing, it's not a cancer, but it's kind of the discussion about global warming and what comes out of the government is just not realistic. It's not connected to what really is going on. And I use as a point the focus the government has on getting rid of, there's a move afoot. Some people in the government want to eliminate cows from the landscape. That is, they want to drive farmers who are in the dairy business out of business. They want to drive the beef producers out of business. They want to drive most livestock businesses out very quietly. There's been a plan that's been put forth by several agents in the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And so that's the mantra of this administration, and that's really kind of behind the scenes what's been going on for the past 5 years. And the essence of it comes about when you look at some of the regulations that have been proposed by the EPA, by the FDA, by the USDA to, for example, get rid of dust on farms. All right, that certainly makes a whole lot of sense, doesn't it? Think about that and how silly it is on the surface, but how, when you dig into it, how disingenuous it is of people who say they're trying to support family farming when, in fact, these kind of regulations proposed on how to handle manure because cows produce methane gas and that's bad for the atmosphere, which couldn't be further from the truth. The truth of the matter is that cows, through their manure, activate microbes in the soil that actually make things grow better, more chlorophyll, more green, more photosynthetic process, which cleans up the air. So what is part of these reports is exactly the opposite from what's true. Meanwhile, Ken Kessler, who's monitoring our social media, has some comments from some of you that have sent to facebook.com/goodday or Twitter at goodday_post. What do you have, Kenny?
These are all about Pat Sajak, and none of them are very flattering for him. John says, Pat Sajak works with words for a living but doesn't seem to know what they mean.
I'm not sure. I think that's, well, listen, to each his own, right? Everybody's got an opinion. Go ahead.
Annette says, Pat Sajak says global warming alarmists are unpatriotic racists, and this would bother me if I looked up to game show hosts.
All right, got one more?
One more. Dave says, CNN is about to bring on Ann Coulter to discuss Pat Sajak's tweet, I missed the plane story.
Mm-hmm. I miss getting on the plane to eliminate all this stuff. You don't have to listen to it on the plane. All right, so there it is. That's number four. Coming up, number three on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen. Join the Good Day gang and enjoying some BuzzBox coffee, and let's make a difference one cup at a time. We need at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join in helping us buy some dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also to support my Eastleigh farm. Good Day coffee drinkers will change lives of people around the globe forever. You get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted. It's USDA organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and more. Go to DougSteffen.com and click on BuzzBox. The first pound of coffee is free.
This Tuesday, it's the premiere of NBC's new medical drama, The Night Shift.
He's an Army Ranger, battlefield doc.
He's a hero, driven to save everyone but himself.
I keep having these dreams. I keep reliving that moment.
Let me help you.
But how can she heal the man who broke her heart?
I can't stop thinking about you.
The Night Shift premieres Tuesday at 10, 9 central after the premiere of America's Got Talent on NBC.
As the temperatures rise this grilling season, focus on flavor to take your backyard barbecue to a whole new level. Renowned judge on the barbecue circuit, sauce expert, and Kansas City native Artie Davis says that amping up distinct flavors of grilled food should happen three ways: before, during, and after grilling.
Adding flavor to grilled foods doesn't stop with a marinade. Flavor layering should continue during grilling itself, from wood chips, planks, sauces, or seasonings applied while cooking, and with finishing sauces applied after the food is removed from the heat.
Davis's favorite way to add flavor is with KC Masterpiece, which is celebrating 35 years of delivering authentic barbecue taste with a new limited edition anniversary blend called Kansas City Classic, made with real sugar and rich dark molasses. For recipes and tips from Davis, visit kcmasterpiece.com or track the KC Masterpiece food truck by following @KC Masterpiece on Twitter for free samples of the sauce inside select markets.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond paddle spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot paddle spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ron Delano, Attorney Houston. Attention mesothelioma cancer patients and families. The clock is ticking for you to receive your fair share of the billions of dollars in settlement money still available to victims of first-hand and second-hand exposure to asbestos. Don't wait. Call the nation's leading mesothelioma experts right now and find out how much you may be eligible to receive. Call 800-764-3000. 800-764-3000. 800-764-3000.
Summer is almost here, which means it's time to get out and play. And at the Guitar Center Memorial Day sale, you'll find some of our lowest prices of the year on the best gear throughout the store. And with deals like your choice of two guitar stands or wall hooks for $10, or two pairs of Vader drumsticks for $5, or three sets of Ernie Ball electric guitar strings for $10, the only question is, where will you play? Guitar Center's Memorial Day sale, now through Monday, in-store and online.
Number three.
Number three this week on our talk radio review focuses on the Russians and their aggression. Here are host Jack Harris, Ted Webb, talking to analyst Dakota Wood about the situation with Russia heading into space.
The Ukraine crisis has spilled over into space, and we've been wondering how long this would take. And Dakota, it would seem like Putin is holding all the aces here now, since the International Space Station's only way to get there is on the Russian spacecraft, right?
That's right, for moving people, yes. I mean, for cargo, there are other modules that can do that. But if you need to move an astronaut, the Russians are the only means to get back and forth to the International Space Station.
How do we allow ourselves to get into that situation, Dakota?
Lack of importance placed on manned space flight within the U.S. and the termination of the space shuttle program in 2011. So it's always a problem when you end a capability before you have a replacement fully online. And if you remember, even during the Cold War, the U.S. and the Soviets at that time did a lot of collaboration on space-related work. You know, the space station was set up and those kinds of things. But today, with the Ukraine crisis and with you know, various punitive measures that the U.S. and the Europeans are considering, part of this is spilled over, as you've said, into access to the International Space Station. So we end our space shuttle program. We don't have a replacement, and we won't have a replacement until 2017. And so the U.S. is now dependent on other countries to get into space in that way.
Of course, when this thing, as you say, that when our space program came to an end, or this shuttle program came to an end, we had no idea that we would be engaged in Cold War II with the Russians at that point. So that's something that has developed since then, and it's kind of an embarrassment, I would think, for us.
Well, you know, it is, and it's a reminder that the world is a very dynamic place. So just when you think everything's good to go, right, and everybody just wants to trade, when you start withdrawing from the world, or you start thinking that the rest of the world can kind of go on autopilot and we don't have a need to remain engaged, then other actors who have other agendas will step into that vacuum created, and they've got other ideas that probably don't support what the United States has an interest in.
All right, so how many people, as you think about this, think about what our space program used to be about and how it's been watered down, started with George Bush, and has gotten worse under Mr. Obama. Speaking of Mr. Obama, the number two item this week has to do with the so-called Affordable Health Care Act, Obamacare. A lot of people talking about some of the claims that the Affordable Health Care Act isn't really all that affordable. There have been a lot of stats that have come out this week that focus on what people are actually paying, how the bills are a lot higher than what they used to pay. And there's also the numbers, the crunchers are looking at how many people really. The administration says 8 million people, but in fact the number is more like 2, somewhere between 2 and 3 million, with the people who got knocked off. Of course, as you know,
the numbers, what's the old expression about numbers? Numbers don't lie, liars, you know, the number thing, whatever. However it is, the numbers are, in this case, not positive for Obamacare, and neither are a lot of the reviews of what it costs. So that's number two item. We get to number one, the VA hospital scandal, up next here on The Countdown.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
The VA hospital scandal is the most talked about item this week in the world of news talk radio, and that's our job during this hour to overview the top 10. Earlier this week on the Good Day program, Rich McFadden and I had a conversation with Jacob Gadd from the American Legion's Veterans Affairs and Rehab Division about the latest on this outrageous scandal involving the treatment of your veterans by the VA.
We go back and look over the last year. There's been multiple failures at multiple sites, and the American Legion continued to work with the VA to alert them that there's these problems with multiple facilities, and now there's a media spotlight on Phoenix, but what we're saying is that there's widespread failures and mismanagement, and 2 weeks ago the American Legion called for the resignation of Secretary Shinseki and his undersecretaries for health and benefits. In addition to the delays that veterans are having, whistleblowers are coming forward in unprecedented numbers. They're acknowledging the gaming and the cooking of the books. And the American Legion's outraged at this.
Well, the American Legion ought to be outraged. The American public ought to be outraged. What does your investigation, Jacob, find? Not only Phoenix, but elsewhere. And in fact, do you go to members of Congress and say, look, here's the deal. These are the facts. This is what's going on. And if you do, what do they do about it, other than glad hand you? Thanks very much, friend, for bringing this over. We'll look into it. What's being done, really?
Beyond the meetings in Washington, we're actually out in the field. We're conducting site visits to these VA medical centers that have had problems this year. Pittsburgh with the Legionella outbreak, Columbia, Augusta that had a GI backlog. We were in Phoenix last week. So, you know, we in addition to doing these site visits at the hospitals where we learn firsthand what's happening, we also conduct town hall meetings to meet with veterans. And, you know, we've been doing these reviews for
okay, well, this stuff, what is it bringing to the bottom line? What are they
Jacob, this is a systemic problem. And one of the defenders of Shinseki that I heard yesterday was saying that the VA has always been underfunded through every president and has always been ignored by the Washington and the Congress. So is that true, and how do we fix that? Is this more than Shinseki? Is this our government not funding what we need it to fund?
The VA submits its budget request to Congress, and you know they've had unprecedented increases at a time that our country's faced fiscal challenges. So we feel that the budget was there, but the accountability and the leadership wasn't. And you know, you've got to look at these multiple failures across the country and realize that the problem is not the leadership at the local and regional levels, but at the national level.
All right. Here's host Ted Woodward talking to Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas, a member of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, about changes he's calling for the VA.
I know you have called for a change at the top of the VA and called for Secretary Shinseki to step down. Who is that person who can be a visionary and get the changes made that need to get this culture and what you have called a systemic failure in the VA to change?
Well, it is somebody new, and I would also say that just changing the top person is not the only answer to this problem. In fact, I worry from time to time that the Obama administration may try to scapegoat the secretary and have him depart, and if they don't replace him with someone else, along with the upper echelon of the management of the VA with other people, we will not see the necessary change in the attitude, approach, culture, bureaucracy. Leadership matters, and we've got to have someone at the top who takes charge. The Undersecretary for Healthcare resigned or retired last week. Said to me, this is more damage control. He announced last year that he was retiring this year, so the idea that they forced him out over this scandal is false. Secondly, I guess maybe they forced him out a few months early. But the other part of that is that the president nominated someone to fill his place who is in the upper echelon of the Department of Veterans Affairs to replace him. We need an outsider to come in, shake things up, and make dramatic changes in the attitude, approach, bureaucracy, and just the love and care that our veterans deserve.
All right, so that's number one, the VA hospital scandal. Number two, Obamacare. Number three, the Russians. And number four, global warming continues as a controversy. Number five, the number of Americans on disability. Wow, what a number. Elections and politics, number six, the U.S. versus Chinese in the hacker department. So I guess that would be tech talk. Number eight, the military coup and what's going on with the NSA data mining policy. I think that's the more important of the two there, sort of tied the Thai military coup with that. NFL painkiller lawsuit, number nine, Mark Cuban and his comments about what's going on in the NFL. All of that stuff wraps up into the Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks for being here as we reviewed this past week in Talk Radio.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I'd prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.